Okay, so what is your name?
John Clinton Morris.
And your birthday?
I was born June 6, 1942.
And where were you born?
I was born in Panola County, Mississippi, Batesville area.
Okay. So how did you happen to become involved in the movement?
In 1960, after graduating from high school, I was given a scholarship to Tougaloo Christian College, which is a private school.
Where is that located?
It's in Hinds County, but north of Jackson a little bit. And I was given an academic scholarship and a football scholarship, naturally trying to maintain the athletic scholarship and the academic scholarship. The second year was not offered. Plus, Tougaloo cut out football at the end of that year. So I transferred to Russ College. And both Russ and Tougaloo was private schools. Private schools could be more involved in the movement than the state-run schools. So, and at Tougaloo, I think my freshman year was the year of the Tougaloo Nine, if you remember, where the
Tell us.
nine students from Tougaloo went down to the municipal library in Jackson and sit in and was arrested and made history. But that freedom of movement and exercising your right came as a result of going to those private schools, Tougaloo and Russ. Now at Russ, I had a pretty strenuous load because I played football there too. Plus, I was majoring in a degree I thought would lead to a medical doctor position, which I always wanted to be. But I studied and played and also got myself involved in the civil rights movement there, along with friends like Lester McLemore, Raymond Davis, and Willie Peacock, all those are Russ College people who is well known in the movement.
So, what happened when you got to Russ that drew you into the movie?
Well, I've been always aware that black always got the short end of the stick in most of the things we participated in, especially in voter registration. And that's what we were mainly doing at Russ is teaching people to register and to vote. You know, Mississippi had this thing where you had to pay 2 years of poll tax, followed by interpretation of the section of the Constitution of Mississippi to their satisfaction. So it wasn't easy for black folks to register to vote. So we taught communities how to take the test and how to interpret the Constitution the best we could, you know. And we did it all over the South, all in the Holly Springs area, all in. And during the summer, we all met at Greenwood and participated in the movement jointly. So that's really how I got involved. I always loved the movement. I met Frank Smith, a good friend of mine, through that process. And one other thing that happened at Rust, it's always been the nature of civil rights workers to, put your foot in it to see how it's going to work. Well, back in 1962, it was before Meredith went to Ole Miss, or any black hat enroll. We had a little experiment with Ole Miss. We had met several white students there who was liberals, so to speak, and we collided with them and set up a deal where we could go to a presentation there where blacks had never gone before. Howard K. Smith was a news commentator and he was speaking at Ole Miss. And so we arranged it so we could sneak in and hear it and participate and sneak out. Well, the sneaking in and the hearing went well, but the sneaking out didn't go so well because instead of leaving the building, most of the whites, after it was over, went to the back of the building and stood. So we was approached by the campus security, and they asked us to stay still at the end of it. And they formed a barricade and allowed us to get to our car, and we made it home safely. But that was before Meredith. That was before integration of Ole Miss. So, and also as far as the voter registration is concerned, is as a teacher of it, we also participated in it, in that Houston Potts and myself, during the summer break, exercised our right to go through the voting process, because we had been paying poll tax for 2 years. And so in 63, I believe, well, maybe 62, we went down to the courthouse and we took the examination and we passed it.
Where was the courthouse?
It's where the courthouse was located.
No, tell us what city and town.
In Batesville. It was located where the new building is now. But the county seat we was trying to get registered in, it was Batesville. Yeah. And we did. In fact, I would dare to say that he and I are the first two blacks to successfully register. I would be glad to check the records and find out if that's true. I'm thinking we did, because a lot of people had tried. But even though they paid the poll tax when they went up to register, they said they didn't interpret the Constitution properly. Some of them was asked bogus questions like how many seeds in a watermelon and that crazy kind of stuff. So, but we actually passed and got the privilege to vote in the early 60s.
You actually voted?
Yeah.
Well.
And I'm thinking that he and I probably was, if not the first, we were in the top 10 of people in Panola County who became eligible to vote in Batesville, Mississippi. So I think that's my first involvement, you know. Of course, I was at Russ. You couldn't stay there without being involved, because we had the whole campus involved. We used to have the meetings and the training, and then we exercised our privilege going into the different communities and churches and teaching voter registration. And like I say, during the summer, we participated with SNCC in Greenwood. And so we was quite involved in that sense. However, trying to maintain a scholarship, play football, and that didn't give me a lot of time for as much as I would like to have gotten involved. Because I came from a place, home, where if I didn't get the scholarship, I wouldn't be in college. So I had to maintain the scholarship, football. So I played football and I did as much as I could with the other. Mm-hmm.
So tell us about when you came home that summer, how you got the young people here in Macedonia community involved.
Right. Well, most of the time, my summer was spent on the road, either in Greenwood or in Atlanta.
What were you doing?
We was training. We would go into areas and talk to the young people to get them involved, and then we'll take them back to Greenwood for the training. We did that for people in Columbus, Mississippi area, also in the Batesville area. Some notables like George McDaniel, he did a lot of traveling with us, going places, learning the ins and outs of the procedure. And Wardeen Henderson, who is still involved politically, some kind of way. Bless her heart. And let's see, Jimmy Lloyd, and most of the young ones that I remember.
Was Faye Glover in
there? Well, Faye Glover and Hattie Mae and Patricia and that group, yes, they were involved too. And Miss Glover, she is a very notable one who did a lot of training and participation in voter registration, civil rights movement. A lot of that happened, however, after my time in college. It happened when I was. I graduated from Russell in 1964. So I moved on, and it was in like 67, 68, 69 when Miss Glover and Hattie Mae and that group was active.
So they kind of took what they learned from you and went to the next level.
Yeah, well, Frank and I, Frank and I, SNCC. Yeah, Frank was the representative, but SNCC took a lot of these young people under their wings, taught them and worked with them, trained them how to go out into the community and encourage them to talk voter registration, talk equality, you know, and so that's where a lot of it came about. Mm-hmm. But and I finished college in 64, got my BS degree with the intent to go on to law school. Well, did I say law? Yeah, going into the doctor field, medical field. However, I was not financially able, and my parents were not financially able, so I settled on a teaching position in Quitman County, Marks, Mississippi. I started in the summer of 64 at the age of about 21, I think, 21. And but, you know, once you get indoctrinated, whatever you learn earlier, still is part of you, so that never left. That we had that goal, that eager, that enthusiasm to see the blacks move forward. And it so happened that while down in Marks, the mule train became an issue after Martin Luther King's death. Martin Luther King had proposed it. But he died. He was murdered before he was able to finish it. But Abernathy and the rest of the movement leaders made sure that it went on. And it began in Marks. And they brought a lot of equipment, animals, mules, and so on, and start organizing the mule train. And the reason why it was going from Marks, Mississippi, because at the time, Marks was the poorest metropolitan area in the nation per capita income. And so that's what it went to start from. And when things got ready, and they wanted to have a rally to send the kids off. And the kids was excited. Some people was trying to talk them out of it, but they was enthused on going. And
where was the mule train headed?
To D.C., Washington. It began in Marks, Mississippi, and it went all the way to Washington, D.C.
So the kids got excited.
Yeah. And the teachers who had some experience with civil rights and the movement, and some who was had a feeling for it, you know, went along with training the kids and supporting the kids and seeing them all. And we agreed that if they have that much interest, then we should support them. So about 9 teachers the morning of, left school with the students, going to the church for a rally for a send-off. On the way there, the leader of the movement in Marx, named Bolton, he was arrested. And so instead of going to the church, we wound up going to the jailhouse, protesting his arrest. And while we was there, several people got kind of roughed up by, well, not kind of, got roughed up pretty good by the law enforcement officers. And then we, supposedly us being the nine who I mentioned, was fired, was terminated per the superintendent. And thanks to God for the other teachers there, because they told the school system, said, well, if you're going to fire them, then you're going to fire us. Because we, you know, and as a result, nobody got fired. And we was given a week off to prepare the wagon, prepare the send off. And so that turned out real good. The wagon train to DC, mule train to DC. There's a book written by, what's his name? A Jackson State student, I can't think of his name right now. And it does depict this particular.
Were they headed for the Poor People's March at Camp March in Washington?
The mule train. Now, mule train, how did that connect to the Poor People's Camp, man?
It may not be.
I think it was maybe two different.
Yeah, two different things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They wanted to display the poverty.
Right, right. Because Quitman County was the, like I say, the poorest county in the United States per capita income. Mm-hmm. People made less money there per week or per month than anywhere else in the nation. Mm-hmm. And so that's one reason why Martin Luther chose Marx. And Abernathy continued it after his murder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what did you do after you quit teaching?
In 68, just prior to Mississippi Integrated School, I had gone to several schools, you know, on a math institutional grant. And I had gotten that grant at University of Tennessee in Knoxville, which would have been the second year. And it was a good chance that I could go on and degree as a result of that. So my wife and I made the decision that we were going to go back to Knoxville. I was going to study that summer, and I was going to obtain a degree and possibly relocate to Knoxville. So that's really what happened. We both found teaching jobs in Knoxville, and we taught there. And in 1972, I received a master's of mathematics from that university and taught to 1980, I was offered a more lucrative job with the Bell South. And so I became a Bell South employee.
Mm-hmm. What level did you rise to? What was the highest level you rose to? When you left, what was your position?
Yeah, I'm trying to think the way they ranked them, but I was a second level manager. I rose one. And it was, you know, really, truly, if you think about it, Bell South hired blacks simply because of the pressure from the government. You know, the government was pressuring corporations to hire more blacks and show that they weren't prejudiced. And so I was part of that process. I know. And then once you get in and prove yourself, you know, you kind of get shunned, pushed back in the corner kind of thing. So I rose to the second level. And I had a friend named Herman Jackson. Herman came to Bell South. Herman had a doctorate degree in math. And he only rose to the second level. So the system would never.
Even though they had,
it wasn't right, because if they had promoted fairly, then not necessarily me, but people like Harmon would have gone further, because they had more to offer. Yeah.
What year did you retire?
I retired from Bell South in 2002. And after retiring, my daughter had a master's in business administration, and we started a tax business in Memphis. And we was a tax and bookkeeping group there. And after that, my mother passed in 2011. I moved back to Batesville to settle. And when I moved back, the first thing the community did, they voted me to chair a group called STOP. Because when I came here, there was a lot of killing, shooting, black on black mostly. And we wanted that to stop. So that was the name of the organization. And they chose me as a chair. And we operated for a long time, and it's not existing anymore, I don't think, because at age 80, it's kind of difficult to keep up with them young ones.
What other kind of civic activities did you become involved in the community?
I was on a committee the superintendent selected to look at problems in the school here in Panola County, and I served along with Ms. What's his name? The Russ College professor, president, who, let me get some more. What's his name? He taught for a long time. He still lived in Batesville. John Clanton? Mr. Bruce, yeah. I served along with Mr. Bruce's wife and myself and the eye doctor over there that served in Dr. Stone's office. She was on the committee. So it was an integrated committee, and we did a few things, but that committee soon dissolved. I don't know why, but it did. Superintendent was ahead of it. So mainly those are the kind of activities I've participated in since I've been here. Those two things, the committee, county committee that the county superintendent put together, and the other one I mentioned.
Okay. Well, that's good. Anything else you want to say? Okay.